Girl Scout cookies, but...
What? But you know, like, Big Fatty would be, like, all over that seat right now.
Oh.
Ew, is he into farts?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Do you know something I don't?
I don't know. Sometimes a puppeteer gets...
Gets
brown
the
fingers.
Sometimes the puppeteer
gets brown fingers.
Yeah.
That's the title of the
That's
show.
That's the title.
Yeah,
of the
because
show.
If it
remind me,
if a Twinkie boy doesn't like sort of prepare well, you know, there's this occasional. I'm having issues today with my.
We've all swabbed the poop deck. We know what it's like.
Yeah.
I one time did I tell you the story about the guy that pooped on the floor?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
We've all swabbed the poop deck.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2805 of the BFO for Friday, the 26th of October, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I got a quick recap of my day, and then y'all, the world's longest voice letter. Yes, it's ready. Hello, saving Enders. Big Fatty, you're a week early. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, but y'all, I am a week early, but y'all, this is the final full weekend of daylight saving time, and y'all, it's next weekend we fall back. Big Fatty, you and by fall back, does that mean you'll be crestfallen? Big Fatty, I just had to slip that one in there for Dicker. Just lovely to hear that an hour earlier next weekend. Well, yeah, I don't know if it works that way, but anyway, y'all, you know, I went to the Von's East, and y'all, I came home, y'all, I laid down before I recoded, and I think I mentioned that, but y'all, I went into a carb coma, and y'all, I was out for a little while, y'all, and but I got up, y'all, and I had all those carbs at lunch, y'all. I wasn't the slightest bit hungry for supper. I ate a little bit, and y'all, I think I forgot to mention that they had the pineapple chunks on sale at the Von's East. Maybe I didn't, but I think I missed that when I was looking at the receipt. But y'all, I had a few pineapple chunks and y'all, that I watched The Survivor. Y'all, did you watch The Survivor? Y'all, it was such a good episode. Y'all, and there'll be discussion of all of that. Y'all, are you listening to the Survivor's Ready? A little show with me and old Crooked Hat Adam Burns. Y'all, there'll be a recording of it on Sunday night. Survivor Savant Evan Ayers has already committed to being there, and y'all, I think Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, Probst will be there as well. And y'all, that's at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, live over there at the Pride 48. Oh, y'all go over there and subscribe to the little show. Yes, Big Fatty, and then we'll get to hear about the Survivor then. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, after that, y'all, I've headed to bed. I watched a little bit of the sports ball, and y'all, that I had any bed, y'all, I was tired, and y'all, I had developed a stitch I had a stitch in my hip when I went to the doctor. I didn't mention it to him, though. And y'all, as the day went on and I took my evening nipple walk and everything around Fat Acres, y'all, I began to feel tightness in the back of my calves and my, what is that, what's that big muscle in your leg? Well, that felt it there and not really in my bohonkers. Y'all, it was just, it felt like I had gotten a workout. Work some muscles, bitch. Fanny, we don't need to hear anymore. So y'all, I took me some IBU friends, and y'all, I went to bed, slept like a baby. And y'all had the window open and the electric camisole on, and y'all, it was just a lovely night's sleep. Whitman Tinker failed to visit me on hump day night. Y'all, let's see, what was I going to say? Got up Thursday morning, had my coffee and my brufkas, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk, and y'all, while I was on my morning nipple walk, y'all, I made the decision that I am heading over to Hatlanta later today morning. I was planning on going Thursday evening and going to the Holler Hotel, but y'all, I think I've changed my mind, and I'm just going to wait and go for right morning, because y'all, the fire has started, and there'll be terrible traffic on the way out of town for people going to the fire, and I don't want to really get involved in all that. And y'all, I've got to record little shows, but y'all, my plan right now is to head to Atlanta. Nothing serious going on. I just feel like I'd like to spend a little time with my mother, and I'm gonna go over there, and I'm gonna come back on Gay Grandma on next Wednesday. I'll be back in time to hand out my Rice Krispie treats, unless something goes wrong or whatever, but I'm not anticipating that at all. But y'all, you'll have pre-recorded little shows on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and y'all, I think it'll just be old Crooked Hat and the Survivor Savant Evan and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, on this week's Survivor's Ready. So I got back, I'm washing my underpants, big Fanny, and y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I was reminded by Miss Beaver that her anniversarium was this past Monday. And y'all, she said her jaw was already sore, and they hadn't even celebrated. Big Freddy! Y'all, we have another anniversarium this weekend on Sunday. It is Frequency and the Fuzz Bears. I believe it's their first or their second anniversarium. So, y'all, if you see Frequency on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish him and Fuzzbear a happy anniversarium this weekend. And Big Fatty, I hope they get to enjoy some of that good old frozen cake. Big Fatty, that's the, well, it's still cake. It's not very good, but it's still cake.
Happy anniversary!
All right,
knock it off!
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Ricky.
Hi, Fatty, it's Hendrik.
We're listening to this song that we're dedicating to you. It's called Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover.
Yeah! From Sophie B. Hawkins. Yeah, we just saw a car in front of us.
Had huge balls on it.
Yeah.
Like, dragging the ground.
Pink straight dude balls hanging from the back.
So I know we didn't call you last time that we were together when we promised we would, but it's because we were busy.
Yeah.
And we're still kind of busy right now, but we thought we would make time for you.
Because I'm only here for a couple of hours and we're back on the road to the, almost said to the hotel. Look at the way my mind is with hotels. To the airport because I'm going home for a change. So we thought we'll say hello and say hi.
Hi!
Hi!
Hi! Big Fatty, that's all I've heard in the last... How long have you been here? You've been here since 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
All day. Just, it's 1 o'clock now, and all I've heard is, hi!
Hi! And it's all a bunch of faceless profiles of Latinos and pure tops. I mean... It is kind of, I don't know. Weird.
One of them is like this silver fox daddy that lives across the street from me. And Hendrik is like all about him. But I'm like, oh no, you cannot talk to him. He left a nasty note on my car.
So Ricky's basically cock blocking me once again.
Mm-hmm.
Because his car is more important than my ass. So seriously. But it's a very nice looking fine gentleman. 54, body of a god.
He's nice looking, but he left a nasty note on my car.
Because Ricky was double clutching the parking space.
No, I had a motorcycle parked in front of me.
At a motorcycle? Or a motorcycle?
A motorcycle.
Speak English.
And the motorcycle left, and then this dude came behind us and was trying to park, but there was no room because there was a motorcycle behind us, and he left a nasty note on our car.
And now I'm cock-blocked forever with the neighbor.
He called me a fucking asshole.
And I called him fucking hot.
Yeah, so don't even go there. I'm actually, when I get back, I'm going to message him and say, excuse me, you can leave my ginger friend alone.
Because ginger power to the square degree.
I took some good pictures of you today as a ginger.
Two really good pictures. Of me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was playing model today with Ricky's dogs because he needs traffic to follow monkeys again. And I'm the cheapest advertising that he can manage on his budget at the moment because he's buying new stuff that the husband doesn't know about.
That's not true.
Well, the phone certainly didn't arrive by Christmas. Anyway, we hope you are doing well.
We almost got killed like 10 times in a car accident today too.
Yeah. It's kind of difficult driving with Ricky because I don't feel safe. You know, it's almost...
What?
Ooh, Best Buy. Sorry, stop. Oh no, we can't Best Buy now. Ricky's very... into making accidents with people.
No.
I mean...
Literally, I got almost hit like 5 times. That's not my fault.
I mean, you should have seen him with the Asian driver. I mean, Ricky's middle finger was very politely in the air. And the Asian gentleman and lady was just like...
Ignored me.
What?
And then they sped up to get away from me.
Yeah.
That's right, bitch!
Because they saw two gingers in a car and they realized...
Oh no, a fire is about to happen.
Yeah.
This is like the longest recording ever. But that's okay.
But you know, he's not going to play it for another 4 weeks. So
well,
by the time you play it,
you'll be back visiting again.
Oh, yeah. True.
Actually, it's what we're going to... Oh, my watch is dead. Oh, whoops.
Wait.
It's the 29th of September.
Yes.
Do you think it'll be played by Halloween?
When is Halloween? The 30th?
October 31st.
Ooh.
That's kind of close, right?
Well, judging from the amount of men that he gets through the sliding door...
Oh, my God.
I would
say... Retired? He's not even retired.
I mean, the only thing retired
is... So busy. His poor special chair didn't even get a pension. It didn't even get retired.
Isn't it called K514?
401K.
401K.
No, they have pensions here also. 401K is for young people like me that don't get pensions anymore. Oh, yeah, I'm a millennial.
Do you think Big Fatty's chair is a millennial?
Probably. It's really lazy and doesn't work. So.
Yeah. Maybe the... Do you think the chair is also asking for a first prize every time somebody gets up?
Oh, definitely. Everyone gets a reward with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's so cool, though.
I'm kind of nervous
millennial
now.
Millennial time. Why?
No, I just don't want to think about that chair. It makes me uncomfortable.
Why? Because of all the germs?
Well,
all the white spots.
I just have like questions, like how far away from the ground is it? Because that seems like it would hurt your neck.
That's one thing that I've also, you know, after Fatty was talking the last time, I thought to myself, how does his neck go up and down the whole time?
Yeah, that seems like it would hurt.
Yeah, because some people are really tight up there and they sort of pull it in. So how far, at what angle does your neck become stiff?
And is it like a high chair where you like adjust the height depending on...
You know, like one of the scooter chairs going up the staircase? Like one of those chairs?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
All right,
I don't get how people,
go,
you
right?
know, do that the whole day. Like well, six dates
it,
in a row.
It also seems like maybe your tongue might be raw.
He's not a giraffe. That would be weird. That would be sloppy weird, but you know.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
More power to the renties. Anyway, so Big Fatty, I see a Tarjay coming up. Oh, is that a fucking Tower of Pisa?
It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is
in
so
Niles,
wrong.
In Niles, Illinois.
That is so wrong on so many fucking levels because I've been to the real one. It doesn't hang like that. And there's no fucking American flag on the real one.
Is it that leaned over at
this
all?
This is called culture appropriation. No wonder the minorities
hate you. Americans
know
how to do that the right way.
Well,
is it not lean that much?
Not from what I remember, but...
It's sinking, right?
Yeah, well, they kind of stabilize it. But that's just strange.
God, it
anyway.
Looks like there's a car accident up here.
Oh, no, I need to get to my flight. Anyway, Fatty, we just wanted to say we love you.
We love you.
Yeah, keep up the good work, you know, the licking and the flicking and, you know, give the chair a prize. And we'll call next time I'm in town again. So, yeah. And by the way, we're not calling on the phone. Otherwise, this would have been cut up like five times.
Yeah, ago. Like 800 times.
Yes. So, have a nice afternoon. It is Saturday the 29th. And if this is played by November the 4th, I might just give you a little surprise. I haven't decided what yet, but you never know. Anyway, before the police pulls us over, Ricky, do you want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye, Fatty.
Bye.
Bye.
Ivy Winters.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I told you it was the largest or the longest voice letter ever to the BFO. Big Fatty, is there a contest? Is Miss Bacon sponsoring? No, there is not a contest to have a longer voice letter. But anyway, Hendrick and Ginger Bear, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, I play them in order. So it has been about a month since they sent that in. It was played before the 4th of November, Hendrick. So I'll be anxiously anticipating my prize, B. Fatty. You know, I'd like to just clear something up since there's so much discussion about Big Fatty's special chair. Y'all, if you're thinking that Big Fatty is not ambidextrous in his special chair activities, you would be incorrect. There are two ways to enjoy the special chair, and Big Fatty enjoys both of them. Yes, Big Fatty, that's because you're not a giraffe. that may be true, but anyway, boys, thank you for... Okay, guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely weekend. Y'all, we've got two celebrations of exiting the birth canal on Sunday, neither of which listen to the BFO, but I do want to mention them. Y'all, Piglet. Piglet, the wife of Pooh Bear out there in the Washington, and Mike, the GF General's husband. They are both celebrating celebrations of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Big Fatty, more cake for everyone. Y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Adam, what were you doing when they were in the car?
We've all swabbed the poop deck.
Oh, Big Fatty, I knew he was doing a wet cleanup on aisle 4.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.